I've been having some shower thoughts don't say oh no before you've heard what I've got to say.
Why are you turning people off the podcast already?
I've been having some shower thoughts about our song, right?
Right, yes, our Eurovision song, because we want to represent the UK in Eurovision, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking what would do it is bit of trumpets, right, from a ska band.
No.
So they can go, ba-ba-da-bam. And then you and me, we do something like, we need like a little chant that people would join in with, like, hey, ho, hey,
how about
ho?
It's not coming home.
Yeah, that might be more appropriate. We're feeling a little bashful following England's defeat in the Euros, but a worthy winner in Italy, who basically get an entire podcast dedicated to them this time round on this edition of Nolpois.
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
Yes, hello indeed. This is our Italy extravaganza. We are going all out for Italy, even though they beat England in the Euros. We don't mind. They're a worthy team. They did very well. Congratulations, Italy, in that. I've not been crying. but I am Laura. That's Martin. This is actually a Eurovision podcast, believe it or not. So we're called Nolpois. We're big fans of the contest. We don't know everything about it, but we're trying to learn and hoping you enjoy our journey along the way. And yes, this is all about Italy this episode because there's just so much to talk about. Obviously, they're hosting it next year. So in a little moment, very excited, Martin's got some people he's going to be speaking to who are, well, they're Italians, basically. They're going to tell us about all the different cities who have put bids in to potentially host the competition and who potentially might be the ones that we visit next year. We're going to find out a little bit about these cities because we know about some of them, Rome, some of the bigger ones. But there's a lot in that list, isn't there, Martin? So I think we need to find out a bit more about them.
Yeah, it's a really, really long list. I can pronounce maybe 3% of the cities on them, so might need a bit of help with that. So there's that about Italy. Trivia time today is all about Italy.
Yes.
It's Italy, Italy, Italy non-stop. And starting the podcast this time round with some news about the Italian winners from this year, Måneskin.
Indeed, yes. Well, this has definitely caught YouTube on fire. Måneskin have released their official video for I Want to Be Your Slave. Now, that's the from their second studio album. It's just been released today, which is July the 16th. I think when you listen to this, it'll be the day after or the day after that. But basically, it was released on July the 16th. It's already hit number one in Finland, Slovakia, number three in Germany, number five in the UK, number seven in Italy. So it's been doing really well for them already, even though it's not been officially released as a single yet. And now they've released very interesting music video, wouldn't you say, Martin?
It
I want to hear Martin's reaction to this.
It's just the
big prude.
It's just...
Come on.
Well,
come on.
It's a bit grotty, isn't it?
Oh, grotty. Oh, no, not grotty.
It's
raunchy.
It's grotty. It's smutty.
Raunchy.
It is raunchy. There's a bit where, I don't know their names, but the female member of Måneskin does a big spit.
Yes.
And she gets it all up in her mouth.
Oh, and so, I mean, you don't need to recreate it.
And she does a big spit. Onto
she does.
The
that,
face
I think that's the
of,
most shocking part, actually.
Yeah. And do you
I
know
think
what
that
I was thinking
very
the
like,
whole
ooh,
thing? The
whole Victoria thing, you're talking watched, about, by the way.
Yeah, I watched the whole video and I thought,
yeah,
none of this is very COVID secure. Look how close he is to her face.
Oh, for goodness sakes. They're in a band. They're together all the time, for goodness sakes. Come on. Get with it, Martin. Old prudy Martin over here. Come on, have a bit of spit, why not? No, I just thought, this is very them, isn't it? It's very them. They're in lingerie, they're touching each other all over the place, they're spitting, they're on leads, they're kneeling to each other, and it's just very them, and it is what the song is about, don't forget. I Want to Be Your Slave. And it's done very well for them. I believe they've already got over 5 million views. It's only been out it's been out less than 24 hours. They've already got 5 million views. He's very sexy, that Damiano, isn't he? He's got a lovely voice,
isn't he? I wondered how long it would take. He's got a lovely voice.
It's all very... I mean, genuinely, I just think they're a very exciting band. And I just like they're doing their own thing. And if people watch that, they're like, how shocking, how awful. It's like, but look at all music videos. Pop music videos are just the same. They've got people shaking their booties everywhere and doing all that kind of thing. They're doing it their own way. And what's wrong with that? They're shaking the booties.
Yeah, shaking the booties. What's wrong with shaking your booty? Absolutely. Good. So you're a fan.
I think it's great. I'd want to go and see them on the back of that video because I think they just put on a great performance.
The list is out then for the cities in Italy that have put themselves forward to host the Eurovision Song Contest. And I thought it might be quite nice to find out a little bit more about them. So I've rounded up some Italians. Francesca Fiorini Mattai is here, as is Federico Fasce, to talk about, well, the country that they know. And you will know a lot of the places on this list. But first, let's find out where you are both from. Federico, where are you from in Italy?
I'm from Genoa, which is one of the cities that's on the list.
Definitely need to talk about that then later. And Francesca, where are you from?
I live in Parma since more than a decade, but being a music photographer, I've been in several cities on the list.
So you both know Italy very, very well. Here's the list then, and my apologies in advance for pronouncing all of these places terribly, but you'll have to correct me. Acireale, Alessandria, we've got... See, here we go. In fact, you know what? Federico, can you just read the list very quickly for me? Because okay. I am just going to be hopeless otherwise.
Okay, we have Acireale, which is near Catania, Alessandria, Bertinoro di Romagna, which is between Forlì and Cesena, Bologna, Genoa, Florence, Jesolo, which is near Venice, Matera, Milan, Palazzolo Acreide, which is near Syracuse, Pesaro, Rimini, Rome, Sanremo, province of Imperia, Turin, Trieste, and Viterbo.
They are the 17 that are bidding. Francesca, as somebody who's travelled around Italy quite a lot, is there any particular ones on that list that stand out for you as being really good candidates to host a massive competition like the Eurovision Song Contest?
I can say on logistic part could be Rimini because they have a lot of hotels nearby and they have an airport on the other side. I would prefer something like Milan or Rome. They are the two most important cities in Italy.
Yeah, if you said to me name an Italian city, it would be Rome and Milan and maybe Turin would be in there as well. Federico, we will get to Genoa in a bit because I want to talk a lot more about Genoa because you know it very, very well. But other than that, are there any ones in that list that stand out to you particularly?
There are some interesting ones, I would say, that will be a little bit complicated in terms of logistics, but really amazing in terms of scenario. And the one that stands out could be Matera, because it's like such a unique city. It's completely different to any town in the world in the way it's built. It has an amazing landscape because it stands up in a sort of a hill. But unfortunately, it's very, very difficult to connect. And I would say Turin is another interesting one because it's probably the third big city in Italy, which is not as historical as Rome, but it has still so much history and so many interesting things to show. I found interesting that there is also Sanremo because Sanremo is in the same region of Genoa and is there because it's the town where the most important Italian music festival is organized. And the winner of this song contest is the one that goes to Eurovision next year. So that's the reason where Sanremo is there. is a tiny, tiny town, but it already has, you know, the structure for organizing a big music event.
And I guess that is what's going to do it for a lot of these places, because as you mentioned, there are some beautiful places on this list, but they just wouldn't have the infrastructure really to make this thing work. I'm reading that there are three that are standing out as, I suppose, the front runners. I'm surprised that Rome isn't on this list, but who are on there is Milan, Bologna and Turin. So out of those three, Francesca, let me ask you first, out of those three, what would be the top of your list and why?
I really would like Bologna. It's in the middle of Italy, really well connected, really ready for big shows. They already have a crew really dedicated for big events. And not only because I used to work there, but I know well how they work, and I know well how events can be developed there.
Okay, so Bologna getting the vote from Francesca. I'm very interested, Federico, as to where would be the best holiday destination for me, because I want to have a very nice time when I visit. So which of those three would you think would give me the most wonderful views and food and scenery and history and everything like that?
On those terms, I would say both Bologna and Turin. I would probably vouch a little bit for Bologna as Francesca. And that's because it's not only like it's a beautiful city. It has the right, you know, receptive logistic and you know, structures. What Bologna has strongly present is a lot of kind of creative culture and culture in general. There's a lot of young people because it's a university city. It has a really, really good, you know, singer-songwriting tradition from Italy. It's a city where, you know, you can expect to see something like that. And it's a place where it's really good to stay. You know, if you are a tourist, you are literally, I think, 30, 40 minutes away from one of the best restaurants in the world, which is the Osteria Francescana Michelin star restaurant. So you can enjoy really good Italian food.
I'll take out a loan and go there, shall I?
yeah, a little bit. But, you know, you have also this like really nice small place called Trattoria, which are very, very cheap restaurant that serve like really homely, kind of very, you know, soul food from Italy. And you can have like the true experience of, you know, the food that we as Italian, we eat normally.
And I can be a guide to tell
you. Go on then, Federico. Tell me everything I need to know about Genoa.
Okay, so this is a very peculiar city in Italy, I guess.
Okay, you've opened with peculiar. That's interesting.
So let's start with the bad things. Mm. We are famous in Genoa for not being great with tourists. We have like good food as well, very, very good specialties. And I know you as a British person, pesto was invented in Genoa.
Oh, and okay.
I know that in Britain, pesto is so popular.
It is quite popular, yeah.
It's just a very different kind of city. But as I said, because of the fact that we are not that used to have tourists, there is this problem of the connections. We have a very small airport, but if Genoa would be chosen, it would be like a huge challenge for the city to have an event like Eurovision.
Well, I've learned so much about Italy in the last few minutes just talking to you two. I'm definitely getting a feeling as well that both of you are leaning towards Bologna as well as the place. So we'll have to see whether the powers that be agree with that. Just before you go, Francesca, let me ask you this. How are Italians feeling about Eurovision coming to Italy and being hosted in Italy next year?
Very well, because they are really proud about, you know, the victory. I think that the most of the people really still didn't realize what will be in the next year, because we are kind of living day by day. We are missing European artists. We are missing everything, I think.
Yeah, just sort of if it even goes ahead, that will be a bonus, won't it? Absolutely. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you two so much for coming on and telling me a little bit more about some of the places that could well be playing host to Eurovision next year. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, big, big thanks there to Federico and Francesca. Hoping to meet you at whatever city we end up going to. Would be great to have them back on, wouldn't it, Martin, to talk about when we've got the city confirmed, because they clearly know a lot about Italy. So would be lovely to hear more from them. But thank you so much for coming on. It's made me quite excited about going now. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's made me excited. It's also made me hungry. Yeah. I think there's going to be some lovely food Woo-hoo! That we're going to get to have next year. I'm really, really looking forward to that. But right now, I'm looking forward to something else because I've been checking my watch. I've been studying all of the big hands and the little hands and the second hands. And I've concluded that it is trivia time.
Oh, I see what you did there. Thought you'd gone mad.
Well, I sort of have a little bit, but that's nothing to do with it.
All right.
Loved it. No, here it is. It's trivia time. It's the bit of the podcast where I give you a little bit of information about some stuff in Eurovision that you maybe didn't know. And because it's an Italy special today, here's some Italian facts. And I could go through the obvious stuff about, you know, the times that Italy won. They've won a few times. But what I thought I'd mention is the times that they haven't really wanted to take part.
Yes, good. Yeah, we want to hear about that. Yeah.
Italy's actually withdrawn from the Eurovision Song Contest quite a few times. Oh. And I had no idea about this. I'd assumed that they were just always in it.
Yes, you do.
But
you
no, they've withdrawn a number of times. First of that being in 1981. And you might think, well, why? You know, what was going on in 1981? And really, the reason boils down to they just thought no one was bothered. Anyone bothered about Eurovision? Should we not?
The Italians just thought the public aren't bothered, so we're not going to join.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. And then they came back the following year and then left again in 1986, and then they didn't come back. They just kept on not bothering, right? So they came back in 1986, and they came back in 1994, and they went again in 1996. And then they went in 96, didn't come back until 2011.
What? So they've been away that entire time?
Yeah. 2011. So between 1997 and 2011, Italy was not in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Sounds like a little song.
Does it?
It just rhymes, that's all.
Okay, well, there you go. And I also wanted to tell you very quickly about 1974, another crucial year to do with Italy's participation, where they banned the Eurovision from being shown in Italy because of a song which was sung by the Italian entry. This is Gigliola.
Yes.
Cinchetti, who sung a song called Sea, which they thought was a bit of a political song to do with the referendum that they were having on divorce in Italy at the time. And so they just pulled the plug on the whole competition.
Yeah.
They were like, no, no one's seeing any of that. It's a political statement. It's interfering with the referendum. It's a gone, and that's it.
And that was that. Well, we're glad to have you back in the competition now, Italy. You've definitely brought us a different style to it, certainly recently. So please stay, Italy. Don't leave us again.
Please don't. And there you go on that particular edition of Trivia Time!
Very good. Well done. Thank you for that. And yes, Italy, keep in the competition now, please. We'd love to have you there just because we want to eat your food. Right. It's now we'll continue with the Italy theme, actually, because we did post a little bit on Twitter, obviously, before the big Euro final about how, you know, could the prophecy be fulfilled again? Because basically Greece won the Eurovision and then became Euro champions. Portugal did the same the year after. Not the year after Greece, but Portugal did the same. They won the Euros. Then they became Eurovision champions. And we were saying, could Italy do it? Because technically it's Euro 2020, so that would make sense if it was the Euros and then Eurovision. They won in the same year. They did. The prophecy was fulfilled. damn them. But thank you to everybody who got in contact about sort of the football and everything. And I like this. We'll tell you how you can get in contact in just a moment. But I like this from Geeky Harriet, who contacted us, because I put on Twitter saying, oh, you know, because obviously Italy was the winners of the Eurovision and the UK were quite categorically the losers.
Yeah,
I was saying, weren't they? I was sort of saying on Twitter, oh no, don't make us the losers again. Come on, Italy, you owe us this. But I like the fact Geeky Harriet said this. I'd say making it to the final says conclusively that neither country is bad at football. It's like saying Barbara did badly at ESC. Obviously, Barbara Pravi. Yeah, so there you go.
That's
we're not
nice.
Bad. It's true. We
thank
still
you,
got
geeky.
To the final.
That's made
Thanks,
us
geeky.
Feel. Thank you, little geekster. That's made
Thanks,
us.
Geeky.
That's made us feel a little bit better about our terrible situation. Yes, would love to hear from you if you want to get in touch with Noel Poir. I'd especially like if you've got a little tidbit of information that might fit well in trivia time. That would be really cool to hear from you as well. Cress has got the details and some more people who've been getting in touch.
I do indeed. So that was on Twitter that Geeky got in contact with us. Apois Noel, we are on Twitter. Please, have a little chat with us on there. We'd love to hear your thoughts about everything. We are also on Instagram. We put up different pictures and behind-the-scenes stuff going on that. Thank you very much to Playful Mitch, who mentioned Ireland's hot air balloon prop was 2017, not 2009, as I mentioned last episode. But can I just say the reason I said it was 2009 is because on the official Eurovision website, on the EBU's website, it says Ireland's 2009 entry, which involved a hot air balloon. So we have discovered a flaw in the Eurovision website itself. Even they can't get it right. So if they can't get it right, how the hell are we supposed to get it right?
What on earth hope do we have of getting it right? We're just quoting the official source.
Yes. So there you go, Playful Mitch. That is why. It's because the actual website itself was wrong. They do also add, by the way, Marta, just a reminder that you have a YouTube channel.
I know that we do.
There you go. But thank you. Yes, we are Noel Poir Podcast on Instagram. You can also send us an email like the lovely Odile did last week. If you want to go into more detail, what do you think of Måneskin's music video? Do you think it's grotty, as Marta said? Or are you enjoying it?
It is grotty.
It isn't.
And phlegmy.
Oh, no. I mean, I draw the line there. I really do. Honestly.
You sounded like you were telling off a child. No, we do not do that in here.
It's what it's like, everybody. It's what it's like. So if you want to tell us your thoughts on the music video, or do you have tips for us as well about going to Italy? Where should we visit? Do you agree with our two Italians there about Bologna? Where do you think it's going to be held? Let us know on email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, of course, to subscribe as well so you can get all this good stuff. You'll know when we're going out every Sunday. And give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Rate us. Come on, rate us.
Yeah, rate us, but only 5 stars because we're worth it. Thank you very much for your company on this particular podcast. We will be back again next week with more nonsense, including our continued efforts to make a Eurovision song. Maybe better than the one I thought up in the shower this morning. But we'll be working on that, and we'll tell you more about it in the next edition of
Noel Poir.
So I go, hey, and you go, ho, hey,
ho.
It's a Eurovision smash.
It was terrible.